there. This is Deb's the Horoscope Lady, and I ask every week, do you know where your planets are? Tonight is December 10th, 2007, and I would tell you that the Sun is still in Scorpio along with Mercury, that Jupiter, Pluto, and the Moon right now are in Sagittarius. Neptune is in Capricorn along with Chiron, if you watch the little guy. Uranus is up in Aquarius. Mars is retrograde in Gemini. And Saturn is in Leo. Oh, can't forget Venus. She's hanging way back in Libra there. Yes, yes, yes. I am a sidereal astrologer, and that means I look at the constellations, actually the planets against the constellations and not by the seasons. Vedic astrologers use the same zodiac, so does NASA and all the astronomers. And if it's new to you, I hope in another 15 minutes you will be convinced that you want to go to either mybirthchart.com or searchbythestars.com and get your free sidereal chart to see what's different as opposed to what you may be used to. Let me see, December 10th, that's right, December 10th, we've got two more weeks before Christmas, so I will be talking in between calls, of course, but I will be talking about the gift-giving things of the season. It's just the time to do it. And if you've been listening for a while, you know that I do have a book out, Gift Giving by the Stars, The Easy Way to Find the Perfect Gift. And I wanted to tackle clothing this evening. And if any of you have any gift questions, please call up with the person's birth date that you're interested in getting a gift for, and I'll help you out the best I can. But clothing is one of those things that you would shudder as a child. You know, when your great aunt Mildred or whoever it was, you know, in your family that would give you the big box, you know, with the ribbon and everything, and you knew what department store it came from, and she's giving you something that reminded her of you about 10 years earlier, you know, when you were cute and you liked to wear bunny feet pajamas, you know, but now that you've gotten older, you're like, oh, Aunt Mildred. And I have seen it over and over, not only in my family, but in friends' families, you know, somebody will give somebody something that they like, that they absolutely love, and they think, oh, it's going to look so good on you. But it won't. It won't. And right after this caller, I will get back to the personality types involved with clothing gift giving. Yes, caller, how are you this evening?
Oh, hi.
Hi there. May I have a name, please?
I'm well, Deb, and yourself?
Life is good.
That's great.
What's your name, dear?
Priya.
Priya, okay, and how may I help you this evening?
I was wondering if you could help shed some light on, you know, areas of career and romance that have been pretty stagnant, extremely stagnant for me over the past year and a half or 2 years, actually.
Oh, well, that's a drag. Okay, let me have your birth date.
That would be October 1st, 1973.
And do you know the time?
I do. 12:15 a.m.
And the place?
Bombay, India.
Okay. Let me pull this up. All right, now has both the job been stagnant, as in you haven't been promoted or you don't have one?
Well, I don't have one.
Okay.
So
that's a different level of stagnation. That's what I wanted to know. Okay.
Yes, yes. You know, and I kept lowering my expectations, and it's just been a bunch of hit and misses.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, that's never fun anyway. Okay, let me tell you. First of all, anyone born October 1st, 1973, or any year, the sun was still in Virgo. It was in the middle of Virgo, 13 degrees there. Because of the time of day you were born, you have the constellation Gemini rising. And I know since September in particular, you have had it's just this incredible urge to just start something, do something, go out and do, you know, get something done. But you keep getting, you know, held up, essentially. It's like, you know,
yes.
It's start, stop, start, stop, start, stop.
Yes.
Okay. The good news about that is that by January 30th, that is over.
Okay.
But you'll still have a bit of frustration with, you know, getting launched, I want to say, you know, into what you want to do next. until sometime in April, but that's it. And the only thing being required of you right now is to get, like you just said, lower your expectations. Do the opposite. Figure out exactly what you want,
mm-hmm.
and then focus and go on that. Because if you do that, then you've got all the energy right now. It's Mars, I would say, giving it to you to say, okay, if I can focus what I want to do, you know, make my goals, then I will have the energy to do it. But I've got to have very specific goals about it.
Right off the bat, Deb, I mean, can you help me figure out a couple things that I might be good at, you know, that might help me channel my energy towards as far as the job is concerned?
Okay, yes, I can, actually. I'm looking here at someone that it's funny because when you were younger, no doubt, you were not, like, I'll be kind about, be the best communicator. You didn't, you know, and people would get you on that all the time. And you're like, no, it's not the way I meant it to come out or whatever. I would love to see you tutoring kids that have the same degree of intelligence that you have but don't communicate it as easily. And then, they'll kind of get stuck there. It's like, oh, okay, you know, I'll just keep my mouth shut so, you know, I won't be embarrassed or something like that. You would be terrific.
Okay.
Never
thought of that.
Well, there's actually, it's a lot easier to do now than it used to be because you don't have to go into like a full-scale teaching profession. You can, I think one of the companies, SCORE, they're all over, it's actually owned by the Washington Post. They're all over, they're tutoring companies. And you do not have to have a degree in education. You have to have a certain proficiency in math and reading, you know, basic, you know, kid things because that's what kids get brought in there for. And you have to have a rapport with the kids. And I can see at your chart and say, you know, you ought to work with children. You're brilliant with them.
Okay. I will definitely, you know, look into that.
Yeah. And the other thing that you have a natural talent for is making things, and again, I guess this goes back to children. You can make things safe for other people, and by doing that, you can be an inspector of any kind because you take the job seriously.
Mm-hmm.
And that is, I mean, there are plenty of jobs, if you start thinking about it, that require inspectors that, one, pay well, and two, it's like you always need inspectors, some type of safety inspector. You know, even food safety, mechanical safety, all kinds of building permits, the people that go out and say, okay, this job is being done, you know, in according to code. Because, you know, it's not just paperwork that has to be shuffled around. You innately know that people's lives depend on this. So that's something that, again, you know, they don't sound like exciting careers. But they're meaningful.
Yes.
You know, and that's, and good paycheck, too, so that's kind of nice. So if you look in that direction. As far as your love life is concerned, you know, relationships, let me see, literally just starting right at Thanksgiving and going out for another 13 months, Jupiter, I would tell you Jupiter just got to Sagittarius, so if it just moved into your seventh house, and anyone with sidereal Gemini rising would move into their seventh house, and you're going to be meeting so many new people in the next year. You're going to have to be beating the guys off with a stick, essentially, because they're just, you know, in the next month, you'll get this opportunity. It's like, boom, there it is. New people.
Did you say next month?
Within the next month.
Okay.
New people, new places, it's just right there. And new people will be coming into your life. You know, for the next, you know, 12 months. So,
can you see how, you know, just intense stagnation has so prevailed? I mean, you know, just these past couple, more like here, year and a half or so. I mean, I quit my job, and it's like my social life quit just at the same time. It has been very intensely hard.
Yeah, but it is all that, for some reason, you went through that, you know, kind of desert time, and it's over. I mean,
so you do see that, right? It's not in my head.
No. It's not in your head at all. And the only thing you need to do is kind of get outside, you know, the door, and all these people will be there, and all these new opportunities.
Now, I ask you, I mean, you know, where? I mean, you know, I mean, you've been so awesome with that job kind of thing. What do you get with, you know, venues as to where can, I mean, I love dancing, and, you know, by myself, it's hard. I've tried going out there. So, I mean, you know, looking at my chart, where do you think I can get going and meet people and things like that, Deb? I don't know if this is something you can answer right off the bat, but I thought I'd ask.
No. Good. Actually, I'm glad you asked the question, because a lot of times, you know what, I'll tell you one of the most frustrating things for me and my business is I'll see these time periods come up for people, and it's like, okay, you know, this is it. This is when this ship is sailing. And people will come back later and they'll say, oh, well, I, you know, didn't get that job, or I didn't get the house, dream house you said I would, blah, blah, blah. I said, well, mm-hmm. What'd you do? And they said, well, I sat around and prayed on it. I said, did you go outside the door? You know, did you physically move your body?
Yeah.
So, you know, thanks for asking that, because with the time periods coming up, how can you do this? First of all, you will make your goals. You know, it's two separate things. Make your goals. Okay, what is it you think you're interested in wanting to do? Okay, just write it. Mm-hmm. There's no right or wrong answer to this. It's what do you think you want to do? Because here's the cool thing. Once you go out and you get involved with whatever you choose first to do, if you don't like it, you can stop. You don't have to do that. You can go on to the second one. Okay, I tried it. I didn't like that. But you have to get moving to do something. And I do like the idea of the whole safety thing with you. That's just... because, you, like I said, you've got this natural talent for that kind of attention to detail. But as far as dancing is concerned, I don't know what area of the country that you live in. I know
I live in Oregon.
Okay. I know there's places around here that have, you know, of course, I am a lot older than you, but I would do ballroom dancing. And we have places around here that rotate. It's swing dancing one week, ballroom dancing the next, then something else.
Okay.
And they do calling. And people show up as singles.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, there's a very polite, people change partners. You know, you dance with whoever's there. And it is it's formalized, but there's freedom in that. Because you know you're going to go dancing, and you know you're going to dance with someone who's enjoyable, and if that doesn't work, then the dance changes and you change partners. And, you know, so something with a little bit more structure kind of events for you, I would imagine, would work better. You like to keep busy. Like I said, when you were born, the sun was in Virgo. You do like to keep busy. You like to feel you're productive, though. You don't like just busy work. So I would say join a group or get involved with a group that's got it, you know, that's doing something. It's got a purpose to it. It's got a goal to it.
Yes, because if I don't have any of the above going, then it's like my mind, I mean, it goes nonstop, you know.
Right. So in this way, you will find people who are more like-minded.
Yes.
You know, you will. And at some point in time, you're going to make a terrific mom.
I do have a 10-year-old, Deb.
Oh, okay. Oh, well, there you go. I mean,
yes.
You know, and you are. And it's like that, you know, it's just part of who you are. But there you go. So that's just, so make your goals, go out and do it, and know that all these people will be just showing up in your life.
Okay.
I just have to literally just go outside the door, and they'll be there.
Okay, so it's like, you know, between now and then, Deb, I guess, yeah, I'll just be, you know, brainstorming, I guess, and then executing all of the above.
Yes, well, that's it. Brainstorm, write it down. I'm a big one for having people write it down.
Yes.
Put it on a 3x5 card and just look at it occasionally. Oh, yeah, this is what I'm doing, you know, and keep that in your mind that that's what you're doing.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, thank you so much, Deb. This
Definitely.
Was very helpful.
All right, have a great evening.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay, so back to clothing, buying people clothing. You know, it's funny because, like I said, people will give other people clothes that they like or they think they're going to look good in. And common sense would just tell you that if you just watch the clothes they show up in. Those are the kind of clothes they like to wear. Those are the colors they like to wear. But, you know, granted, a lot of us have relatives we only see once or twice a year during the gift giving and receiving season. So for everyone else, then I will get through this at some point tonight. I know I will. It cracks me up. Hello, caller. How may I help you?
Hi, Deb. I love listening to your show.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
And I guess I tell you my name.
Yeah, well, that's always good. I like you know, you can give me an alias, but
okay. My name is Patty.
Patty, okay. And your birth date, dear?
9/20. Do you need the year?
Yes, I do.
9/20/52.
Okay, and the time?
9 o'clock.
A.M. or P.M.?
A.M.
A.M. and the place?
In California, and that was in, Glendale, California.
Glendale, okay. I assume you weren't there for that long. Okay, and what would you like to know this evening?
Well, marriage and finances.
Okay.
I have my boyfriend that I've been with for 5 years.
And wondering if he's going to do something about it.
Yes.
Okay. I like that. You know, it's like, enough is enough. All right. First of all, when you were born, the sun was actually still in Virgo, 4 degrees of Virgo. And, you probably thought it was anyway. Let me see. I'm trying to look. Just give me something that's got a timing thing. Where is it? If you've heard the show, you've heard me talk a lot about this Mars going retrograde, because men in particular at this time, you know, being that they are more Martian, more that Yang energy, they're all getting in touch with their feelings right now. Where that can be lovely, and it also can be extremely annoying. You know, it's like, how much of that do you need to hear in an evening? But you can ask your boyfriend or ask any male right now how he feels about something, and he will honestly tell you, as opposed to how he thinks about something.
Okay.
You know, it's two very different things. So you can ask him, okay, what do you feel about the whole marriage thing? You know, what are those feelings? And if he's got some fear issues or something, he's going to say them. He's going to let you know.
Okay.
Which is nice. Now, okay, your transiting Mars is up in your ninth house, which is a legal house, and there's a lot of people who actually do get married during that time or get engaged. So Mars has got there in September, and it's going to be there until next April. I tell you what, if this man doesn't say anything to you by New Year's, I think you're going to dump him, you know, just because your frame of mind is, all right, enough is enough is enough. If that's the case, if you're just like, you know, honey, I really like you, but, you know, at this point, what are we doing here? I know you are going, there's like somebody else waiting in the wings.
Okay.
Because that's just what the energy is. The energy says you will be living in a new house next year, 2008? So maybe the beginning of 2009 in there. So that usually says, okay, I got Mars up here. That looks like marriage and a move somewhere. So I know somebody is out there, but I also know you've got this thing going on that says, okay, you may have just had enough. That's it. It's like, all right. What would you like to do with him? Would you like, you know, like if he, you know, gave you a ring, you know, Christmas Eve or in the morning, you know, would you just say yes or?
I would. I'm,
yeah.
I'm very attached to him. But, you know, there are moments that cross my mind that I think, I wonder if it'll happen.
Well, what if he tells you that, you know, honey, I like it just the way it is. I don't see any reason to have community property. What would you do?
Well, you know, he constantly changes. We've been together 5 years, and from the first day I met him, he would say certain things, but every year he's always changed, and he's always done things that he said he never would do, and now he's doing them. So he, as each year goes by, he's becoming more committed and more evolved into the relationship. And so, you know, I think that this will also take place with this, I'm thinking.
Well, now is the time to ask him. It really, truly is. Now is the time to ask him, what does he feel about marriage?
Okay.
Not saying, you know, are we going to get married or just what do you feel about marriage? And then you can move into, depending on the answer, what do you feel about marriage with me? And he'll be honest about it. And I'm thinking there's probably something, I don't know if he saw, you know, bad relationships either growing up or, you know, his siblings have had them or what the deal is. But there's something in the back of his head that there, it's not in his head. It's a memory. It's a feeling that's got him caught up.
Yeah.
So that is my thought on it.
Okay.
But in the event, you know, he, you know, cannot, you know, gird his loins essentially and say, all right, I'm going to be a grown up. I'm going to do this.
Okay.
I want you to know that you will probably move next year anyway or be doing something, you know, in nesting in a way. It's like you've got a relationship that's solid that will immediately take that place.
Okay.
You know, because that's just what, you know, is happening, you know, in your chart right now. So there you go with that.
Okay.
All right. Oh, did you have a career thing also?
Yeah. If you could please, my finances.
Okay. So where are you with it? Or just you want to get a promotion? You want to get a new job? What do you want to do?
Well, I'm a freelancer on many different levels. And the one that I make my money at most right now, you know, I'm there. I'm happy with it. I'm okay with it. But there are some other projects that I have going on that I'm waiting to hear. This person is coming back from vacation and going to look it over, one of the projects that I've been putting together. And so I'll be hearing back any day now, you know, what the next step is on that.
Okay. Well, it may not really get going until Mars goes direct at the end of January. That's the only thing.
Okay.
But, you know, lots of people are having that, can't move things forward right now. So it's just kind of, you know, prevalent in general. I do see, let me give you the exact date on this. You've got this heck of, it's almost like a dream opportunity coming up. And I don't know if that's the project you're talking about or what's going on. You know, what that would be in particular.
Okay.
Oh, when the heck did that happen? It's daggone the exact thing. It's called, it's Neptune will be conjuncting your North Node. So that is opportunity for something, usually money, because that's one reason I like the nodes. It's generally money. But it's an opportunity to do something that you absolutely love doing. With that Neptune there, and this is North Node, not South Node, there'd be I'd be saying something different. That it will have to do with an ideal or an idea that you have or some sort of, it could be an artistic thing or something by the water or something with oil companies, but I don't think that's what you're doing.
Okay.
But along that line, yeah.
Okay.
If this came in, I don't know, you might be moving. I mean, it might, whatever it is, might take you to wherever the new place is going to be. So.
Okay.
All right, girl. Well, good luck with that. I think you're going to be just fine. And the only other thing I would say, you know, if this guy does not, you know, do what you, you know, need to have happen in your life to make you feel, okay, I'm on the right track, then I suggest you jump trains.
I know. Well, he's also very wealthy, and I am I do love him, and it's just hard to think. All my life it's been very hard financially, and so to move on to something where, you know, I'm moving into a relationship where somebody else is making, you know, like a middle class income with a pension just scares me.
Yeah, I understand that too. I do. It's like, all right.
Especially at my age.
Yeah. Well, you and I aren't that far off, so that's.
And he's been so very, very supportive of these projects I've gotten myself involved in. It would have been much more harder to work on some of these projects because I've always been able to rely on him if I needed to.
Yeah. Well, like I said, this is the time to ask him how he feels about things.
Okay.
And he will tell you. If you don't like the answer, at least you've got the answer.
Yeah.
And if you do like it, maybe it's one of those things where he was just kind of waiting for to say, oh, yeah, this is what's going on inside of me.
Yeah. Okay.
Kind of thing.
I'll ask him.
All right. That's it.
Deb,
well,
thank you so much.
Oh, you're more than welcome. You're more than welcome. You can always email back. I want everyone to know I started it's Horoscope Lady on blogger.com, and what I'm going to be doing every Tuesday morning is recapping the calls from the night before with not names or anything, but the issues we discussed, and put it in a format that I hope it's useful for people. And I'm asking BBS listeners to, if they want to ask me questions, you know, post onto that blog, and I will get them. So.
Okay.
And, all right. Well, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye. All right. Clothing. I will get through clothing. But I do want to say, let me do a commercial here for myself, only because the Horoscope Ladies show has got to be self-supporting if I'm going to stay on BBS Radio. And how am I self-supporting? Well, if you buy a product from mybirthchart.com or searchbythestars.com or the BBS Bazaar, when it gets rolling, you could buy my book, Gift Giving by the Stars, or a Zodiac Challenge. I know lots of you order Zodiac Challenges, and the reason I do know is because it's like the day after the show, or the day, 2 days after the show, I'll get these Zodiac Challenges in. Let me see, what else? I've got the keychains that come with personality readings and, of course, my yearly consultations and the tarot readings. If you're considering a yearly consultation for 2008, please, please, please order it this week because I get a ton of orders in about a week and a half, and there is no way that I get orders, that I can get an order the last week of December and get it to you by January 1st. It's just, that's when they all come flooding in. So it's like, please do them beforehand. And I'm not for everybody. I am a kind of a fairly down-to-earth astrologer. So I'm good for people who are goal-oriented more so than process-oriented, I guess would be a good way to put it. Okay, so now I'm back to buying something clothing. If someone has a sidereal water sign rising, that is a person who tends to blend in with the crowd that they work with the crowd that they associate with. They usually have something sentimental. These are the guys who proudly wear the ties that their children give them every Father's Day. Or something along those lines. They wear the things that their loved ones give them, but they blend in. So if they work in an office, they're going to dress like everyone else in that office. Camouflage means that they, you know, essentially, again, blend in, not that they're wearing fatigues in the middle of an urban jungle, because that's not camouflaged at all. That's well seen. Water sign rising women will always play down their figure. So don't give them low-cut tops. I don't care what the fashion is, or very high skirts. They're not going to want to wear that. They're not comfortable wearing that. They're far more conservative dressers. And the groups of people, particularly young people, they're like in a uniform. I don't care if their hair's spiked and they're pierced and they have tattoos. They're going to, 15 of their friends also look like that. They're blending in with what's around them. So know the type of group they hang out with. And that's probably the easiest thing to know. It's like, do they hang out with people that shop at Land's End? Okay, you know, the outdoorsy, you know, casual outdoorsy type, I guess. That's what they're going to want to wear when they're working and when they're not working. If you have someone who is a sidereal, again, fire sign rising person, and this is Leo, Sagittarius, or I shouldn't forget the other one. Shame on me. Aries. There you go. I'm making jokes over here. I've got an Aries rising in the room. I'll get back to that in a minute. Yes, caller, how may I help you?
Hi there.
Hey there.
I'm just calling to see if just to find some information about my career, please.
Okay. And your name?
It's Dina.
Dina. All right. And your birthday?
It is December 9th, 1970.
And happy recent birthday. It was yesterday.
Thank you. Yeah, it was yesterday.
Yeah. What time?
12:54 p.m.
A.M.
A.M.? Did someone just say A.M.?
No, lunchtime is P.M. Okay. That's my mom, but yeah, it is P.M.
All right. That's good. and the place of birth?
It's Halifax, Nova Scotia in Canada.
Okay. I always thought that was one of the prettiest places up there.
Dang, yeah, it is beautiful.
Yeah. I was taking so long to pull up that information. I had a little electric ripple come through my computer.
Oh no.
Yeah, I know. Okay, just a little ripple. There you go. Anyway, you were born December 9th, 1970. Anyone born December 9th of any year, you know you're still a Scorpio. The sun is in the constellation of Scorpio, and because of the time of day you were born, it was up above the chart. Okay, you just asked me career. What are you doing
right now? I am a nanny. I do child care.
Okay. And you're thinking you're, like, completely over that at this point, or?
Yeah, well, I'm doing it right now, but I'm just kind of thinking about doing something different, so I didn't know if there was anything that might be of better interest for me.
Okay. I will tell you, for the next year, it just sounds dreadful. However, but for the next year, and this, has to do with the time that you were born, it gives a Pisces rising, a sidereal Pisces rising, and that means transiting Saturn, for Saturn watchers out there, is going through what's called your sixth house. And when that happens, and it's on a 28-year cycle, so out of every 28 years, it's going to happen for 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
People have, I won't say they're unpleasant work experiences, but they end up doing, it's like the chopping wood and carrying water experience.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, okay, I want to go off, learn these great spiritual practices. Why am I chopping wood and carrying water? Why am I having to do this drudge stuff?
Mm-hmm.
And so they'll have that experience in different ways. Some people have it as an apprenticeship, kind of thing. Other people, they're ending up working at a job that they're thinking, okay, I could be doing other things.
Right.
Or they can't get, which is even more frustrating, a job in the career or a good job in the career that they really want. So there's different ways to go through this. While this is happening, the cosmic thought is that you're supposed to be paying your dues for some reason so you can figure out exactly what you want to do.
Mm-hmm.
All right. You actually do have natural teaching ability, sort of like the first caller, but a little bit better because you speak well in public. Like, okay. People will listen to you when you speak. I'm sure the children listen to you.
Yes,
it's just
they do.
One of the, yeah, it's just one of those things. It's like, and you don't, you know, you're not loud. You're not, you know, you're not a Marine. You know, you don't have that attitude with it.
Right.
But they listen to you.
Mm-hmm.
So any type of career that you could use your voice,
okay,
people will listen to you. Now, voice, that's writing, that's blogging, that's doing voiceovers, that's, you know, anything where you can announce. Because it doesn't have to be your, you know, what's inside your head voice. It can be, you know, what you're being paid to say voice. And there's plenty of jobs where people, you know, need someone to record and either, you know, use their voice. You do commercials, like I said, do voiceovers for things.
Right.
And you would have fun traveling to do that, too.
Right, exactly.
Yeah. So... Mm-hmm. That I don't know where else. I mean, you've got a, you know, what, a chart that's got planets lots of places. So that does kind of open up the career stuff, which is nice in a lot of ways.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, but I mean, if I was you, I would take advantage of the fact people listen when you speak. You could actually do politics very well.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, because they do. I mean, that's it. You can get their attention.
Okay.
Have you ever thought about setting up, like, recorded tapes to, of course, nobody uses tapes anymore, but you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know, to teach children their ABCs or math or with songs. Or something along those lines.
No, I haven't.
That you would be yeah, you would be so good at that.
Oh, that's very interesting.
Yeah. I mean, it could be just a simple, you know, learning how to wash your hands.
Right.
You know, having a song about that. But, you know, and kids respond.
Yeah,
you know,
they do.
To that.
Yep. Exactly.
They have a lot more. I mean, I tell everyone, Barney taught my child how to wash her hands because... I mean,
yeah.
Even though I had been working on it, I didn't have a song that went with it. But as soon
right.
as she had a song to sing while she was doing it, bam, it's fun.
Exactly,
you know,
yeah,
it
makes it fun.
Yeah,
well,
just, somewhere along the line, and I think this will come to you at some point. Let me give you a better time to have it come to you. Yeah, because right now, everybody is, you've got 12 months of being in the public eye or being, you know, watched to see what you do and how well you do it.
Uh-huh.
Even though... You know, work is not, it's like the pay your dues time.
Right.
So, you could possibly, I hate to see you skip families, but I think if you did networking to see what requirements, what would help make maybe other nannies' jobs easier by having things to do with the children.
Right.
You know, spend the next 12 months really thinking about that and how you would market that information. I mean, you've got the network.
Right, exactly.
But, you know, and what would make it easy for people? You know, checklists for nannies, how to scout out prospective employers, but what to do with, you know, a cranky 3-year-old.
Right, exactly.
You know, kind of thing. You know, you guys, you're in a tricky position. You're given a lot of responsibility,
right.
But I think the... You know, the power is variable depending on what household you're in.
Mm-hmm, exactly.
And that's, you know, that's a tough one right there.
Yeah,
if you gave a voice to nannies to say, you know, we're a real job, you know. It's,
yeah, definitely. That's another very good point.
Yeah, well, I mean, you've got lots of talent, and I'm sure it will unfold.
Great.
Okay.
All right, well, thank you very much for your time.
Certainly. Bye now.
Bye-bye.
There we go. Okay, so back to clothing in between here, all the questions here. Fire sign risings. If people have fire sign risings, they're the ones who enjoy standing out in a crowd or just standing out. Matter of fact, they will dress up at home when it's just them because they're comfortable like that. They're bold with their color selections or with their pattern selections or just with the types of fabrics or the cut of their clothes. They like things to be a little bit glitzy, a little bit close-fitting, a little bit shimmery, depending on what field they're in general. Do not give these people beige anything. Beige will not work. You know, if you give a fire sign woman a beige purse because it will go with anything, I will tell you right now, it will not go with anything in her wardrobe. Maybe stark white would, you know, but eggshell beige, no. She does not have those colors in her wardrobe. It will not fit in. So remember that. It's a particular group to give to, but they're easy to give to because all you have to do is look at them. You know, what colors do they wear? What patterns are they doing? If you're giving to an earth sign rising, that would be Virgo, Taurus, and Capricorn, they truly are, they're very practical dressers. They like clothes that are utilitarian, clothes that will last a long time. You know, you're much better off spending a little bit more money on good quality clothes for these folks because, you know, they're going to keep it for a long time. If it's got practical pockets, pardon me, or pockets that are sewn heavy, so you can actually put things into them and they, you know, don't fall apart right away, or they come with extra buttons, that's always a plus. Any shirts that come with extra buttons, socks that wick away moisture. I mean, we're looking for practical here, but good quality. That is going to make these people extremely happy. Air sign risings are a little bit tougher to give to because air sign risings can go anywhere from dapper to disheveled depending on what their sun sign is. Most air sign risings are easy to recognize because they look, you see them, it looks like they got dressed thinking about something else. They just really didn't care. So what I've always said with air sign risings, unless they have strong planets somewhere else that has a strong fashion sense, give them ensembles. Give them easy to mix and match clothing. And there's plenty of companies out there that specialize in that. Make it easy for them. You know, men, it's like they're this guy who wears, he'll own three suits all the same color and cut because it's just easier. You know, and occasionally, you know, he'll change his shirt, you know, for color or whatever. But women, mix and match ensembles, you know, so she can wear the top with the skirt or with the blazer or not with the blazer, with the pants or whatever. That's the thing to do with those ladies. And then they can get on with their life and do other fun stuff, do the other things that they want to do because, you know, clothing doesn't mean that much to them. Occasionally you will find one, like I said, who likes clothing, but it's not... It's interesting. I'll just put it like that. It's not quite Albert Einstein, even though he was a Gemini, sidereal Gemini rising, but it will have this ethereal quality to it. I'll put it like that because it's just not quite the right time period or something. But they're fun. They can be very natty dressers. You know, natty. I'm saying that correctly. All right, more gift stuff. But like I said, I do want to ask anyone and everyone, if you enjoy listening to this show here, please, please, please support it by ordering something off of mybirthchart.com or searchbythestars.com. And it just kind of lets us know that you're out there, you're listening, and then I can go out and pay Don because he's doing a terrific job with all the things he's doing here on BBS Radio. Okay, chapter 13 of my book, Gift Giving by the Stars, talks about I'll give you the moon. And these are things that we need and the foods we crave. The foods, and this is wonderful if you want to take people out for dinner or if you want to serve them dinner. It's good to know what their moon sign is. Food is kind of complicated in an astrology chart because it has to do with sun sign in the sixth house and the ascendant and planets in the sixth house, blah, blah, blah. You know, all the stuff that will make you crazy. But if you know what their moon is, you can always give them the food that makes them comfortable, that they enjoy, and will always enjoy no matter what stage they are in their life. If someone has an Aries moon, they need... they need food that gets to them quick. if you spend hours or days on preparing this special dish for them, they might say thank you, you know, but they'll appreciate that. But they're going to be confused about why you went to all that trouble. If you throw it on the grill and just get on with it, they'd be happy. Microwaves were invented for this moon. They're really about quick meals, jars of yummy sauces, you know, kind of stuff that we thrown together. That works for them. Completely different is the Taurus moon. The Taurus moon, I think everyone in France has a Taurus moon. They like simple but wholesome food. And, yes, I did say France. But they want a few superior ingredients, real butter, real cream, you know, fresh vegetables, first quality meats, you know, and fishes. And that's what they want. They can go gaga over grains, herbs, and even quality salt. They do love giving food as a gift, but it's got to be these type of simple quality foods. They're not going to recognize things that have all these unpronounceable names on the label as food. And it doesn't matter how pretty that gift pack is. And you don't want to, you know, disappoint people and, you know, see them look sad when you give them stuff. So, you know, you're much better off going to a really good grocery store and buying a wheel of fantastic cheese as opposed to getting them, you know, something that's been sitting on a shelf in a big discount store for 6 or 7 months. Because that won't be food to them. Gemini moons are fun. These, as far as their eating, they crave foods that come in bite sizes. Sushi is perfect for this moon. I have never met someone with a Gemini moon who, once they tried sushi, didn't love it. And even if they don't like the whole raw fish thing, they love the pretty presentation, and they can find plenty to eat in a sushi bar. They love samplers. They love multicolor layers in their sandwiches or cakes or casseroles, whatever it is. They like distinct textures in their food, so a BLT sandwich. You know, it doesn't have to be any more complicated than that, but they get three different textures in there, and that's good. That's a good thing. It's a good discussion. A Gemini moon's not going to want to eat by themselves, and they want to hear good discussion, quality discussion, why they're eating. A Cancer moon, the foods that they usually crave are comfort foods. You know, it's how mama cooked. So these guys are great giving gifts to if you make it. I mean, that's all, you know, you make cookies from this recipe that's been in your family, you know, for more than one generation. And you know, you can just watch their heart just start beating faster. It's like, oh, wow, you did that for me? Thank you so very much. And that's why you give people gifts. You know, it doesn't matter, though, if the dinners are made from scratch or popped in the microwave. The method doesn't matter. It's just the memory. So what foods? What were the foods of their childhood? That's what you want to give to these people. They're sentimental about it. And they actually can crave food from a culture that they have allegiance to. So I did just say their childhood. But if at some point in time, you know, they've switched countries or just have a fascination for a certain country, they're going to want to eat the food of that country. So Cancer moons, they're kind of, if you like cooking, they're wonderful to give to. They're appreciative. That's always nice. Leo moon. If you have someone with a Leo moon and you want to give them food as a gift or invite them over for dinner, it's got to be special in some way. Now, these are the people who appreciate the added touch of cloth napkins or flowers on the table. But, you know, it's a heart-shaped peanut butter sandwich is going to mean as much to them as an exceptional gift box of truffles. It's just, what did you do that was special about it? I've seen, you know, gentlemen with Leo moons just get very sentimental and very, very thankful because someone went to the trouble of fixing them their favorite dish, which, you know, took like all day because it had the yeast had to rise or do whatever. You had to put it in the refrigerator, whatever it was. And they know that because they know what the recipe is. And that means a lot to them. Creative effort and preparation for their food just really says, wow, you appreciate me. You like me. You, you know, think I'm worth doing this for, which is very important to them. If you're going to take these people out to dinner, and gentlemen, those of you who will be giving engagement rings in the next couple of weeks, if you're going to take her out to dinner and she has a Leo moon, you have to consider the atmosphere as much as anything else. So live music or theater, is that's a must. You know, just getting the ring itself is good, but the atmosphere is going to mean as much as anything else. If you're giving to someone with a Virgo, food with a Virgo moon, part of me almost says, why bother? You know, they do crave their tried and true foods. My child's godmother has this moon, so I can joke about it all that I want. They eat approximately a dozen different types of meals at any point in their life, and that's it. You know, every Monday will be like red beans and rice Monday. Every Tuesday will be spaghetti Tuesday. Every Wednesday will be corned beef and hash. You know, whatever it is. They will eat the same things. You know, it's like they'll go out to the same restaurant every, you know, Sunday brunch, you know, kind of thing. And they'll do that for 25 years. So if you know that, then you can always give them a gift certificate to that restaurant. Or you can give them a way to make their favorite meals, you know, just prepackage them, I guess, as dinner and meal things. But I'm telling you right now, if you, and they don't care what you eat, but if you're going to introduce them to new foods, that is not a good gift idea. That is, you have to go in another direction for these people. You have to appeal to another side of their Virgo-ness, but not month the food. That's the best thing to do with those guys. Libra moons, their food is usually pretty. That's the best way to describe it. There's another group that likes sushis as a rule. They also like calorie-laden food, real butter, cream, and sugar. You know, they're artistic tools to these people. They understand those incredibly designed cakes. You know, they understand these sugar-spun ornaments almost. It's like, how could you eat them? They're so beautiful, the kind of thing. They like anything where you can combine sweet and oily. So that can be everything from donuts to baklava. They like sauces for dipping and spreads. They have those things in their pantry and their refrigerator on a regular basis to keep that stocked. They like their steamed vegetables green, bright. They don't like things soggy or mushy. They don't like anything overcooked. So fresh fruit, you know, they like that, but it's the whole idea of it being pretty as well as crisp tasting kind of thing. They're very tactile with their food. So that, again, that's a Libra moon, not a rising, but a Libra moon. And you can find out where these sidereal planets are by going either to mybirthchart.com. I think that's probably the safest one to go to, and get the free sidereal chart. There's a free, under free stuff. You might also be able to find under searchbythestars.com the free stuff, and you're looking for the free sidereal chart. It does not come with interpretations, but you could find out where everything is sidereally, and that makes it much more pleasurable to use the book and to discover more about sidereal astrology for yourself. Scorpio moon, that might be the last one I've got time for this evening. If someone has a Scorpio moon and you want to give them food, they crave foods that have texture and salt. Where Libra is much more sweet-oriented, these guys are salt-oriented. Crunchy is good. Mushy is not so good. They like a Dagwood sandwich with lots of layers, separated by color, taste, and consistency. They appreciate each mouthful, you know, they get it. They get all the different tastes in there. They like meals with individual courses, and they want to be able to savor each and every flavor. They're often accused about being indifferent about food, but that's not it. What it is, eating is an experience for them, and if they don't have time to enjoy it, then they're indifferent about it. And that's very different. Okay, next week I will finish up starting with Sagittarius moon, going throughout Aquarius moon to do the what would you buy food for or dinner for if you're preparing holiday feast or just having your friends and family over, if you know, or a loved one, soon to be much loved one, what you would cook for them. You can get the book yourself, of course, Amazon.com, but if you order it from searchbythestars.com, I will autograph it for you. And like I said, please, please, please don't wait till next week to get these things ordered. Well, thanks so much. I'll see you next week. Will the sun have moved by then? Yes, the sun actually will have made it to Sagittarius by then. All right, have a great week. Bye now.